Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Moses reaches second base with a double. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Mancuso moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish bunts towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman strikes out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lobbs moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards short. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-0 in the game. Papish hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Lobbs moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Papish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Moses moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. There goes Schalk trying to get to third. Burns throws the ball into Christman, who tags Schalk for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lobbs bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 3 in the game. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Hockett is chasing the ball. Moore rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.